Hello, guys, this is Gomez again. I'm back with another lesser challenge. This time I'm gonna try the second section, the second part of Isif Kaufman's book, which is in Zawan Chance. You can go on and listen to it if you like. But let me give you news. This is my last lesson on this book because you know, it's a book, it's not that interesting because I can't interpret it that much because that's the interpretation which Steve Kaufman gave it himself. So it's not about me, you know. It's about him and his life and some different things. So it's a book I prefer to read it maybe 5 times and add the new vocabularies in the interactive lightener, and then go on. And because it's a book, I like to enjoy the book, the section, the, you know, the experience that Steve Kaufman had in the past. So this is my last lesson for this book. My main focus is gonna be on short stories and of course VIP lesson. Or maybe some other things, but at the moment I'm stop doing more or less like challenges on this book. So this is my last lesson challenge on Steve Kaufman's book, and let's get into subject. If you like to participate in this challenge, go and listen to something in Zaman Shanas at least 30 times, okay? At least 30 times, and then give your opinion, give your idea about that subject. It can be maybe 1 or 2 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. The duration is not, it doesn't matter, as long as you can speak and practice your speaking. I read somewhere from Luca Lamparello, he said something about recording our voice is gonna help us to have a lot of intonation in our speaking, and of course we can go and talk to other people better because we practice and got ready somehow with this recording, and a lot of beneficial things that he said. So please participate in this challenge. It's gonna be so much beneficial, and it will give you a lot of advantages. So let's get into the subject, the interpretation that I have from this book, this part of this book. You know, mainly Steve is talking about Link and his site, his website, and his approach in this section. But I believe there are several good points that he gave in this section. You know, the first one is that enrolling in a school is not going to help you to achieve fluency in a language or achieve mastery in language. It doesn't matter which school, which teacher you have or you're working with, okay? If you study in a school and think that the school is individually is gonna help you to achieve fluency and become fluent in English or any language, it's not gonna be helpful. It's not good to have this approach because it's all up to you, okay? Another section of his book is talking about this. It's everything is up to you. You're trying to learn English, you start, you go, and over the course of learning, over the course of the learning process, you're gonna find your own way, okay? I ask, for example, Hossein Nasseri, Kamis Keshavarz, Farzad, so on, I ask them, but I have to find my own way, find my own interest, my own way of learning, which is fun to me, not for anyone else. Everyone give us suggestion, everyone give us advices. But the only person who can help us is, you know, is ourselves. So we have to change our approach in this subject. I say that a lot when I usually write an essay. I give this main point a lot. I like to repeat it again and again. If you want to learn English or any language, you have to have your own way. You know, when I started, I had a friend. He wasn't my friend, actually. He gave me some advice on using effortless English, new method of learning. So I used that with the approach which AJ gave me. So I listened to it a lot. I had no idea which audio file is more important. I didn't have any priority, so I would just listen to it a lot. I had no idea what's gonna happen. So I listened and listened and listened. I had no schedule. I had no idea, and I had no other person to ask about you know, some advices. And I was too shy to ask people on the internet. So at the end, I decided to be on my own, you know, way. You know, I decided to have my own schedule and my own learning process. So I tried to read some articles. I tried to research a little bit. So I did that. And I went on the internet and you know, I found out which method is useful more in English and in Persian. I searched in both, and in Persian, that's how I, you know, got acquainted with Zabanshanas. I had no idea which method is good, so I searched which book is better to learn English. So that's how I, you know, cross path with Zabanshana. So I learned a lot with the essays which Hossein Nasseri wrote it himself. So they helped me a lot, and that made me to know Steve Kaufman and AJ Hogue more than before. So then I started to watch videos and have some advices from those people, Steve Kaufman, and you know, his for example blog, The Linguist, or thelinguist.com. you can go on and visit that too. I decided to, you know, somehow expand my knowledge about which way is better for me. So I learned and learned and learned, and at the end I found my way. And it wasn't just, you know, a process, a short process. I believe it was about 8 months to find out which method is better for me. So I told you in one of my essays, the schedule for learning, I told you about my schedules, my approach. So if you haven't got a chance to read that essay, you can go on and listen to it. I mean, read it if you like. And that was a good point in this section, so I decided to talk about that too. So Steve gave an example about himself too. You know, he said he was living in Canada, and he was, you know, surrounded by French people, but he had no genuine desire to learn French. So he couldn't learn French because he had no desire to learn it. So that's one more thing about learning any languages. If you want to learn language, you have to have a great and genuine or pure or a clear desire. Okay, if you want to learn language, you have to know that you need a great desire. It's not about, you know, dissecting sentences and grammar rules and some other things. It's about understanding what you're doing. Okay, and Steve gave the example that when he decided to learn something with that language, he was ready to learn that language. For example, he's into, you know, literature and history, and it helped him a lot to learn languages, because he was into cultures and histories, and so he was searching all the time and reading. He was reading a lot of different books about histories of, you know, French culture, and I don't know, Czech culture, and a lot of different languages. He learned them through historical books and literature books, because he was into those kind of things. So if you want to learn English, you better learn English with something that you are desired with. Okay, if you like, for example, I am into art, so I have a lot of books about art, and I like to know about, you know, artists, you know, the old masters and other different things. So I had a lot of books about them. So, and of course, I go on internet and read a lot of articles, short articles, and I have a lot of tutorials. So that's how I got into English, and I had I found my own genuine desire to learn English. So you have to learn English with these you know, things. I think it's enough, because it's about 12 minutes that I'm talking. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and please participate in this challenge. I like to listen to your voice, your audio files, and I hope you guys practice your output too. You know, a couple of days ago, I was just listing the people who participated in this challenge, and the only male, or the only boy that participated in this challenge was me, and that's really bad. Seriously, there are four female members that we have in Zaman Şenaz that participated in this challenge. Nasim, Alara, Alale, and Mojde, and I think, Fatime, they participated, and that's very bad to us. You know, seriously, guys, Farzad and Emerson, do something, man. What are you doing? Just sitting somewhere and listening to English? You have to use it, okay? So just do it. We are losing our fight. So, yeah. Okay, that's enough. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you later.